Stump is fulfilling his other duties as a member of the Elkhart County Council, doing some budget hearings, hopefully procuring dollars for the Goshen Redevelopment Committee, our commission. So you get the B team today. Tracy, would you call the roll?
Brian Garber.
Here.
Andrew Johnson.
Here.
Brian Carter.
Here.
Thomas Stump.
Here.
Brad Lowe.
Here.
Okay. Hopefully you all had an opportunity to review the minutes after Tracy sent them out last week. Any additions or corrections that need to be made? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of approval of the minutes from our last meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And it passes. Time now for opening for proposals, requests for proposals for 401, 405, 409, and 411 South 3rd Street and 204 West Madison Street. I have a proposal here for rethinking buildings. Okay. The proposal appears to be in order. And, Mark, we hand it to you for a review, correct?
It's
from Rethinking Buildings,
and
LLC.
And what the bid is.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, Tom would have it right now.
I understand how that works. Okay. The bid for the the purchase price is $237,000. And once again, it is Rethinking Buildings LLC.
Okay. So that makes it a qualifying bid.
We still have to go through the review process.
There you go.
And normally what we do, this is your option, but we normally have a committee, review committee, to review the proposal with staff, more than two members of the commission. So if anybody would like to step forward now.
Commissioners Garber and Johnson will be on that review committee. Sounds good. We move on to a public meeting regarding the sale of 621 and a half South 3rd Street. Mark, you want to give us a review, or Larry?
Hi, Larry.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is basically just the process to see if there's anybody in the audience that would like to comment on the city's proposal to sell 621 and a half South 3rd Street. Either for or against the sale of that property.
Do we have comments from the public on that proposal?
Not appear so. And
comments from the commission? Then we will move forward with that. New business, Resolution 51-2019, ratifying the execution of an agreement for the sale and purchase of real estate at 704 East Lincoln Avenue.
This is one of a number of properties that we're in the process of acquiring for Lincoln Avenue for the utility improvements, intersection improvements in that particular area. And this is basically approving an agreement that we've entered into with Paul Happner, Sharon Happner, for the purchase of that property. And as you know, we proceed these and report back to the commission, sort of let you know what the progress is, and at any point in time, you can require us to actually come in beforehand rather than afterwards, but it slows the process down. And particularly in this one, we're getting to the point where we need to move, but we're down to 3 properties that we have to acquire, so. Well, assuming you approve this one and the next one.
This purchase price is $34,000.
Comments from the commission?
One thing I was going to ask, I said it was, they were going to be out by September 30th. Are they okay with that, that quick of time frame?
Yeah, this one is actually vacant now, so.
Okay, all right.
It wasn't pushed on us.
Yeah, I just saw that data. I thought, oh, that's, yeah, it could be pushing. Yeah. So, yeah.
You
got
a truck, right?
Yeah, I got a truck and trailer. Yeah.
Any other comments from the commission? Comments from the public?
My only comment is please speak into the mic clearly. You couldn't hear part of your presentation.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments from the public? Notice no one ever says they can't hear me. Okay, hearing none, I'll entertain proposals for approval of Resolution 51-2019, ratify execution of agreement for the sale and purchase of real estate at 704 East Lincoln Avenue.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion passes. Resolution 52-2019, ratify execution of an agreement for the sale and purchase of real estate at 622 East Lincoln Avenue.
Same issue here. The purchase price is $74,000. In this particular case, there are tenants, and our negotiations with the tenants are still ongoing. So while this does also have a September 30 vacation date, we have to get that agreement worked out with the tenants. And this one came together fairly recently, and our information that we sent to the tenants about resolving the issues that the funding that we need to provide them to find an alternate location just went out a week ago. Basically, it was on Wednesday. So we expect that actually will drag on past the September 30th date.
Comments from the commission? Comments from the public? Hearing none, we would entertain a motion to approve Resolution 52-2019, ratify execution of agreement for the sale and purchase of real estate at 622 East Lincoln Avenue.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Resolution 52-2019 passes. Resolution 54-2019, the release of real estate mortgage executed by Millrace Neighborhood, LLC.
And this was an agreement that we held a lien on this particular development until there was a $2 million investment. It has now been determined that $2 million investment has been made in. We are asking that the board or the commission approve the release of that particular mortgage.
Questions or comments from the commission? Questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, I would move for ask for a motion to approve Resolution 54-2019, the release of real estate mortgage executed by Millrace Neighborhood, LLC.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other further comment? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? And the measure passes unanimously. Now for Resolution 55-2019, approve execution of change order number 1 and change order number 2 with Walsh and Kelly for the 9th Street Corridor multi-use path.
Hello. These both of these change orders are for utility delays, 2 separate instances. So change order 1 is for 8 days for NIPSCO gas that delayed the project, and change order number 2 is for 14 days from NIPSCO Electric. So the total days equals 22, and so it moved the final completion date from August 30th to September 27th.
it won't disrupt any other, it's not a domino effect, it won't disrupt other plans and projects in that area, will it?
I'm not aware of any that it would impact.
It's still done in plenty of time to beat the weather.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope so.
Questions and comments from the commission? Questions and comments from the public? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion for approval of Resolution 55-2019, approve execution of change order number 1 and change order number 2 with Walsh and Kelly for the 9th Street Corridor multi-use path.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other comment? All those in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. Resolution 56-2019 approves selection of real estate broker for city-owned properties. Mark.
Yeah. Okay, last month, as you may recall, we opened proposals from 2 local real estate brokers regarding providing real estate services to the city of
Goodwin. Again, we cannot hear.
Okay.
All right. Hello? Is this on?
Minus.
Hello?
Yeah, yours doesn't. Okay.
Okay, I'll just back up.
Oh, I don't, I'm not sure yours is plugged in. I can see underneath
here.
Yeah.
Is that a factor?
With the IT director here. Yeah.
Which council person got cut off the last meeting?
Hello. Okay, so we had 2 proposals open last month from local real estate brokers to provide services to the city of Goshen, not just the Redevelopment Commission, but also the civil city. And that happens occasionally when we go through the RFP process like we did today, but sometimes we don't get proposals. And we find it's the best solution is to actually market our properties through a real estate broker. So we had those 2 proposals from Century 21 and also from Coldwell Banker. We had a small committee, several city staff people. We had Brian and Andrea participated in that committee. And we reviewed both proposals. We were actually only able to interview 1. There was a problem where the other proposer was not able to make the meeting. So we did review their written proposals, discussed both, and the recommendation of the committee is to go with the Century 21 managing broker, Patty Miller, who we're currently using for our real estate services. And we feel like she's done a good job and feel comfortable continuing in that relationship. And that would be through the end of next year. Yeah. Anything you guys
want to
add?
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions or comments from the commission? Questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 56-2019, approve the selection of a real estate broker for city-owned properties.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Any other questions? All those in favor of approval, please say aye.
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 Those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. Resolution 57-2019 authorized the issuance of a request for proposals for 1213 and 1215 Hickory Street.
Hello, back again. Back on the air. Okay, so this we have 2 lots, vacant lots on Hickory. We previously had an agreement with La Casa. Their intent was to build 2 new homes that would be funded through a grant. I believe they went through 2 grant cycles, were not able to get the grant funding, so they could not fulfill that commitment. So we're asking to go back again, issue a new RFP, solicit new proposals for those 2 lots,
And so this is just asking for your authorization to move ahead with that.
Questions or comments from the commission? Questions or comments from the public?
Yes. I just have a quick reminder on that property. Sanitary sewer is not readily available to the second lot, so if you're going to develop them either separately, we need to make accommodations for that.
And I think that language was in the last RFP. We'll use the same language as that.
But we appreciate the reminder.
Yep.
Comments or questions from the commission? Comments or questions from the public? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve Resolution 57-2019, authorize the issuance of a request for proposals for 1213 and 1215 Hickory Street.
So moved.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Any other comments? All those in favor of approval, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the motion passes unanimously. Discussion item, talking about the release of real estate appraisals prior to the sale of property. Mark?
You want to take this?
Or Larry?
basically, just a sort of a discussion item. Recently, we had a request, we probably had requests in the past, of releasing the appraisals we get ahead of the time to obtain proposals. We are not required to do so. The statute basically says those do become public information, but not until there's actually an award of the proposal, or in this particular sale of real estate. At that point in time, they do become public record and can be reviewed by basically anyone at that point. It is sort of our thought that it's probably in the commission's best interest not to reveal those until we're required to. But the commission can authorize us to do so if they so elect. And so that's the reason for the discussion here today, to see what the commission's thoughts are on providing that information ahead of time.
What is the reason that it would be in our best interest now?
Well, because if you got extra competition, you may ultimately, one of the things that we are required to do is to provide a minimum amount that we're willing to accept. That minimum amount cannot be less than the average of the two appraisals, but it can be more. So in probably most of the ones we do, it is at the minimum. But we have in the past done some that were in excess of what appraisals were. In some cases, it's because we thought the appraisals were too low. And so we established a minimum that was higher than the two appraisals. I just think it thwarts competition if you've got more than one bidder involved. But it's sort of up to the commission. If they want us to disclose this at the time we put out the proposals, we can do so.
It keeps the commission on and the city on the similar plane to private transactions. It's rare when there's an asking price, it's rare that there's an actual appraisal that factors into that. The appraisal comes after the agreement on the asking price and before the financing.
I'm thinking then that if we were released the appraisal, that we couldn't say we're still asking more than that? Or do you think that would just be like the appraisal is lower, we're not
going to
offer that?
Yeah, I sort of think we still could ask more than the average of the two appraisals or something that would prevent us from doing so. I do think under those circumstances it makes it a little harder for that to stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to ask $175,000 for my home but the appraisal says $135,000, I'm not going to reveal that to you ahead of time.
And we've never actually
you'll find
asked
out,
it that much different.
Yeah. That's my banker's heart.
Yeah,
I was
kind of.
Sorry. Any other discussion? Comments from the public?
Adam Sharp, Ocean. I'll just add one
small wrinkle to this discussion, just an added item of consideration. The RFP that you just issued, part of that is that you'll consider proposals to purchase all five parcels, any one of the parcels, or any combination of parcels. But yet there was one and only one number for the entirety of the asking price.
Any other comments? Okay. Anything else on this, Mark or Larry?
No.
Okay. You've received, the commission's received the list of claims for approval in the mailing of the packet or the email of the packet. Any questions or comments on that? If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval of the register of claims.
So, second.
It's been moved and seconded. Those approving, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And it passes unanimously. Time now in the meeting for open forum. Members of the public are invited to speak on issues that need to be addressed to the commission. Anybody that has anything to say, please be welcome to step to the podium. Okay. Commissioners, anything among you? Brian, you have some words.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Just want to let my fellow commissioners know and the public, I'm stepping down October 1st from this commission. The mayor has accepted my resignation, and it's been an honor serving with you folks. I think it's one of the best things that we can do as a city is when we're looking at using other people's money, tax dollars, to do things, that we're using it wisely, and it's just been fun and an honor, and if there's anything I can do ever to help this great town, please reach out to me. Thank you all.
You're going to be missed. Your service is appreciated. But we understand, since pretzel dust is now being spread between Yakima, Washington, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and everywhere else in between, we understand your travels take you away a lot, and you have a growing family. So thank you for the service that you did provide, and we'll still rely on your cell phone for expertise from a business standpoint. Any other comments from the commissioners? With that, we'll have the announcement that for those who wish to participate, the Goshen Theater is offering a tour for members of the Redevelopment Commission and others immediately following this meeting. Also, the next regular meeting with the return of Tom Stump as well, October the 8th, 2019 at 3 p.m. With that, I would enter...
I need to end the tour.
Okay.
Timing, I had a message from Everett Thomas that he is not available till 4 o'clock. That means we are on hold until 4 o'clock. If you still want to do that, we can do that. We may be able to move it up. I'll give him a call.
For me, it would be better if we reset the date. I'm just one commissioner, and then Tom's absence as well. So. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Then I will entertain a motion for dismissal.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'm assuming a unanimous aye.
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 Thank you, folks, for attending this afternoon, and thank you, commissioners.
I think we need to make sure that Tom is aware that.